The next word is house. English. The house is beautiful. Punjabi. Kar sudar hai. Breakdown. Kar. Ja, this is the word for house. It is the subject of the sentence. Sudar. Sunna, this means beautiful. It is the adjective describing the house. Hai. Hi, this is the present tense of the verb, to be. In Punjabi, the verb, to be, comes after the noun, or pronoun it modifies. Key concepts. Punjabi word order is different from English. The subject comes first, followed by the adjective, and then the verb. This is a very important concept to understand for any language learner. The verb, to be, is used to link a subject and a predicate. In this sentence, it connects the house to the description of it being beautiful. English. The house is beautiful. Punjabi. Kar sudar hai. The next word is mat. English. That is a beautiful book. Punjabi. Hi, a, hi, hi, ek, hi, hi, sunna, hi, hi, kitab, hi, 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 hi. Breakdown. Hi, a, hi, this, demonstrative pronoun, pointing to something nearby. Hi, ek, hi, one, indefinite article. Hi, sunna, hi, beautiful, adjective. Hi, kitab, hi, book, noun. Hi, hi, is, copular verb, linking the subject and the adjective. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronoun. Hi, a, hi, indicates that the book is close to the speaker. Indefinite article. Hi, ek, hi, is used because it is one book and not a specific book. Adjective. Hi, sunna, hi, describes the book. Copular verb. Hi, links the subject. Hi, a, hi, kitab, hi, and the adjective. Hi, sunna, hi. English. That is a beautiful book. Punjabi. Hi, a, hi, ek, hi, sunna, hi, kitab, hi. The next word is woman. English. The woman is beautiful. Punjabi. Aurat sundar hai. Breakdown. Aurat. This is the Punjabi word for woman. It is in the nominative case, which means it is the subject of the sentence. Sundar. This is the Punjabi word for beautiful. It is an adjective that modifies the noun, woman. Hai. This is the Punjabi word for is. It is the present tense form of the verb, to be. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus adjective plus verb. This is a common and easy sentence to remember. The next word is around. English. The children are playing around the tree. Punjabi.
Bacche rukh de aale duale khed rahe hain.
Breakdown.
Bacche.
Bacche. Children, plural.
Rukh.
Rukh. Tree.
De.
De. Of, possessive marker.
Aale.
Aal. Around, this is a postposition, meaning it comes after the noun it modifies.
Duale.
Duale. Around, this is also a postposition, and is used in conjunction with.
Aal.
To emphasize the concept of being around.
Ked.
Ked. Play, this is a verb in the present continuous tense.
Rahe.
Rihe. A, present continuous tense marker.
Hun. Han.
A, plural marker. Key concepts. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions, words that come after the noun may modify, instead of prepositions, words that come before the noun may modify, like in English. Present continuous tense. This tense is used to describe actions happening now. In Punjabi, it is formed by using the verb stem followed by the marker. Rihai for singular and Rihai for plural. Plural marker. The word Han is used to mark the plural form of verbs. English. The children are playing around the tree. Punjabi.
Bachche rukde aale duale khed rahe hain.
The next word is book. English. I am reading a book. Punjabi.
Main kitab padh raha haan.
Breakdown.
Main
equals I.
Kitab
equals book.
Padh
equals to read.
Raha haan
equals present continuous tense. I'm reading. Key concepts. This sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is formed by combining the present tense of the verb, to be, with the ing form of the verb. The Punjabi word for book is
kitab,
which is pronounced kitab. English. I am reading a book. Punjabi.
Main kitab padh raha haan.
The next word is family. English. My family is very supportive. Punjabi.
Mera parivar bahut sahayak hai.
Breakdown.
Mera
means my and is the possessive form of the first person singular pronoun.
Main parivar
means family and is a noun.
Bahut
means very and is an adverb.
Sahayak
means supportive and is an adjective.
Hai
means is and is the present tense of the verb to be. Key concepts. Possessive pronouns.
Mera
indicates that the family belongs to the speaker.
Nouns.
Parivar is the subject of the sentence. Adjectives.
Sahayak
modifies the noun, describing the type of family. Adverbs.
Bahut
modifies the adjective.
Sahayak
by intensifying its meaning.
Verbs.
Hai is the main verb of the sentence. Remember.
Sahayak
is a useful word in Punjabi, similar to the English, helpful, or supportive. The next word is seem. English. It seems like it will rain today. Punjabi.
AJ Varsha Honda Japta Hai.
Breakdown.
AJ.
Today, this is a common word, so you should memorize it.
Varsha.
Rain.
Hon.
To happen, the infinitive form.
Na.
The particle, na, denotes possession, so, hon na, here means, of happening, or, to happen.
Japta.
Seems, this is the present tense, masculine singular form of the verb, japta, which means, to seem.
Hi.
Is, this is the present tense, singular form of the verb, hona, which means, to be. Key concepts. The Punjabi language uses postpositions, instead of prepositions. This means that the word that modifies a noun comes after the noun, for example, honna, which means, of happening. Punjabi verbs are conjugated to reflect the subject, tense, and number. This means that the verb will change depending on who is doing the action, when the action is happening, and how many people are involved.
English.
It seems like it will rain today.
Punjabi.
AJ Varsha Honda Jarpa High. The next word is let. English. Let me go. Punjabi. Manu Jandio. Breakdown. Manu means me in the dative case, indicating the recipient of the action. This is similar to the English to me. John means to go in the infinitive form. Dio is the imperative form of the verb to give and is used to express a command. So the sentence literally means give me to go. This is a common construction in Punjabi. The next word is again. English. He came back again. Punjabi.
Uhdubaraya.
Breakdown. He slash she slash it.
Dubara.
Dubara. Again.
Aya.
Aya. Came, masculine singular past tense. Key concepts. The word.
Dubara.
Dubara. Means, again, and is used to indicate repetition. The verb.
Aya.
Aya. Is in the past tense, and agrees with the masculine singular subject. Translation. He came back again. The next word is kind. English. He is a kind person. Punjabi.
Uhikdialuviyakadiha.
Breakdown. He slash she slash it.
Ik.
Ik. One,
Dialu.
Dialu. Kind.
Viyakati.
Viyakati. Person.
He.
Hi. Is. Key concepts.
Ik.
Ik. Is used as an indefinite article before a singular noun.
He.
Hi. Is the present tense form of the verb to be in Punjabi. English. He is a kind person. Punjabi.
Uhik dialu viyakati he.
The next word is keep. English. He keeps the book on the table. Punjabi.
Uh kitab mez de rakhda hai.
Breakdown.
Uh.
He, masculine singular pronoun.
Kitab.
Book, feminine singular noun.
Mez.
Table, masculine singular noun.
De.
On, postposition, used to indicate location.
Rakhda hai.
Keeps, present tense, third person singular, masculine. Key concepts. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions, instead of prepositions to indicate location, time, and other relationships. Gender agreement. Verbs and adjectives in Punjabi agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. In this sentence, the verb
rakhda hai
is masculine singular because the noun
kitab
is feminine singular. Word order. Punjabi word order is subject-object-verb, SOV, which is different from English's subject-verb-object, SVO, order. English. He keeps the book on the table. Punjabi.
Uh kitab mez de rakhda hai.
The next word is here. English. I can hear the birds singing. Punjabi.
Main panchiyan nu gaude sun sakda ha. breakdown. Main. I, me, punch here. Punchion. Birds, plural. No. No. Object marker, 2, 4. Gaudi. Gonda. Singing, present continuous tense. Soon. Sun. Here. Sakada. Sakda. Can, able to. Ha. Han. Affirmative, yes. Key concepts. Object marker, the word. No. No. Is used to mark the object of the verb. In this sentence, the birds are the object of the verb, here. Present continuous tense. The verb, singing, is in the present continuous tense, which is formed by adding the suffix. The. To the verb stem. Gau. Born. Auxiliary verb. Sakada. Sakda. Is an auxiliary verb that indicates ability. It is used with the main verb. Soon. Sun. To express the ability to hear. English. I can hear the birds singing. Punjabi. Main panchiya nu gaudi sun sakadaha. The next word is we. English. We are going to the market. Punjabi. Asi bazaar ja rahe ha. Breakdown. Asi. Asi akkari ki charik. This is the subject pronoun for we in Punjabi. It is used for both plural and formal singular. Bazaar. Bazaar. This word means market in Punjabi. Ja. Ja. This is the verb to go in the present continuous tense. It is conjugated based on the subject. In this case, the subject is Asi. We. Rahe. Ra. This is the present continuous tense marker for the verb to be in Punjabi. Ha. Ha. This is the auxiliary verb that indicates that the action is happening in the present continuous tense. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb conjugation in Punjabi changes depending on the subject pronoun. In this sentence, because the subject is Asi. We, the verb, to go, is conjugated as Ja. Ja. And not just Jao. Jao. Which is the singular form. Present continuous tense. This tense is used to describe an action that is happening right now. In Punjabi, the present continuous tense is formed by using the present tense of the verb, to be, in this case, rahe, ra, along with the present continuous tense marker of the main verb. Auxiliary verbs, such as, ha, ha, kari, ki, cha, ik, are used to help form different tenses and moods in a sentence. In this case, ha, ha, kari, ki, cha, ik, is used to indicate that the action is happening in the present continuous tense. English, we are going to the market. Punjabi. Asi bazaar ja rahe ha. The next word is system. English. The system is good. Punjabi. System vadiya hai. Breakdown. System. system. The deer. Good. Hair. Is. This sentence follows the basic structure of a subject-verb-object sentence. Key concepts. Caesar term. Is a noun, and is the subject of the sentence. Hair. Is a verb, and the verb, to be, in Punjabi. It is conjugated based on gender, and number, in this case, the masculine singular form. The deer. Is an adjective, modifying the noun. Caesar term. English. The system is good. Punjabi. Caesar term the deer hair. The next word is every. English. Every student has a book. Punjabi. Harek vidyarthida kol kitab hai. Breakdown. Ha. Means every, and is used before singular nouns to indicate that the action applies to each one. Ek. Means one, and is often used with ha. For emphasis. Vidyarthi. Means student, and is the subject of the sentence. The is a possessive particle meaning of or belonging to. Call means with or near and indicates possession. Kitab means book and is the object of the sentence. Hi means is and is the present tense of the verb to be. Key concept. Ha is used for emphasizing that something applies to every individual in a group. It is often used with ek to emphasize every single one. English. Every student has a book. Punjabi. Harek vidyarthida kol kitab hai. The next word is question. English. She asked a question. Punjabi. Usane sawal poochiya. Breakdown. Usane. This is the feminine form of the third person singular pronoun, she. It is followed by the past tense marker. Ne. Sawal. This is the noun, question. Poochiya. This is the past tense of the verb, to ask. The entire sentence structure is subject-object-verb, SOV. This is the most common word order in Punjabi. This sentence is in the simple past tense, and is a declarative statement. The next word is during. English. He was working during the meeting. Punjabi. Meeting doranukan karihasi. Breakdown. Meeting. Meeting. This is the noun, meaning, meeting. Doran. Doran. This is the preposition, meaning, during. It modifies the noun, meeting, indicating the time frame of the action. Oh. This is the pronoun, meaning, he. Come. This is the noun, meaning, work. Car. Car. This is the verb, meaning, to do. Here it is used in the present continuous tense, doing. Reha. Reha. This is the verb, to be, in the past continuous tense. See. See. This is the auxiliary verb, to be, in past continuous tense. Key concept. Punjabi uses a similar structure to English in terms of prepositions and the tense of verbs. English. He was working during the meeting. Punjabi. Meeting doranukan karihasi. The next word is always. English. He always does his homework. Punjabi. Uhamesha apna homework karda hai. Breakdown. He/she/it. This pronoun can be used for all three genders, but the context will tell you which one is meant. Hamesha. Hamster. Always. This word is used to indicate that an action happens repeatedly and without exception. Apna. A macron. His or her slash its. This is a possessive pronoun, meaning that it shows ownership. Homework. Homemarker. Homework. This is a loanword from English. Karda. Karda. Does, masculine singular. This is the present tense of the verb, to do. Hi. Is, masculine singular. This is a copula, a verb that connects the subject to the predicate. Key concepts. The use of gender in pronouns. The present tense of verbs. The use of possessive pronouns. English. He always does his homework. Punjabi. Uhamesha apna homework karda hai. The next word is big. English. The house is big. Punjabi. Karda hai. Breakdown. Karda. House. Vada. Vada. Kuriki 0 d a macron. Big. Hi. Is. The word order of Punjabi is subject object verb SOV, so the sentence structure is house big is. The ending. Hai. Is a grammatical marker that indicates that the sentence is in the present tense. The. Hai. Is similar to the English, is. This ending is attached to the noun, which it describes, in this case, kar, which is the subject of the sentence. This sentence highlights the use of the adjective vada to describe the size of the house. This is a simple example of describing a noun in Punjabi. The next word is set. English. He set the book on the table. Punjabi. Usne kitab mez de rakh di. Breakdown. Usne. This is the third person singular masculine pronoun, meaning he or him. Kitab. This is the word for book. Mez. This is the word for table. De. This is the postposition for on. Ruck. This is the verb, to place, or, to put. Di. This is the past tense, third person singular feminine form of the verb, to give. The reason it is feminine is, because the direct object, kitab, is feminine. Think of it as, she gave. Key concept. Note the use of the postposition de to indicate location. It is important to learn these postpositions as they are often used instead of prepositions. They follow the noun they modify. English. He set the book on the table. Punjabi. Usne kitab mez de rakh di. The next word is small. English. The child is small. Punjabi. Bakcha ch hota hai. Breakdown. Bakcha. Means, child. It is the subject of the sentence. Ch hota. Means, small. This is the adjective describing the child. Hai. means is. This is the verb that connects the subject and the adjective. Key concepts. This sentence uses the simple present tense, indicating a state of being. It uses the adjective ch-o-t-e to describe the child's size. The word order is subject-adjective-verb, which is typical for Punjabi sentences. English. The child is small. Punjabi. Bakcha ch-o-t-e high. The next word is study. English. She studies diligently. Punjabi. Breakdown. Ufane. This is the third person singular feminine subject pronoun in the past tense, meaning she. Mefanut. This is the noun, hard work, or diligence. Nal. This is the preposition, with. Perhai. This is the noun, studies. It is also used as a verb in this context, to study. Kidi. This is the past tense of the verb, to do, indicating that the action of studying has been completed. Key concepts. This sentence uses the past tense, indicating that the action of studying has already taken place. The word nal is often used to express the way or manner in which something is done. In this case, it emphasizes that the studying is done with diligence. English. She studies diligently. Punjabi. Ufane mefanut nal perhai kiti. The next word is follow. English. She follows me. Punjabi. Uf mere piche chaldi hai. Breakdown. Uf. She. This is a pronoun. Mere. My. This is a possessive adjective. Piche. Behind. This is a postposition. Piche. Behind. This is a postposition. Chaldi. Walking. This is a verb. It is in the present tense and the feminine singular form. Hair. Is. This is a verb. It is the present tense singular form of the verb to be. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb to be. In English, we would use the verb, is, but in Punjabi, we use the verb, hai. Key concepts. The order of words in Punjabi sentences can vary, but the verb usually comes at the end. Postpositions are words that come after the noun they modify. They are similar to prepositions in English. The verb, to be, in Punjabi is, hai. In English, it is. English. She follows me. Punjabi. Uf mere piche chaldi hai. The next word is on. English. He is sitting on the chair. Punjabi. Uf kursi utte baitha hai. Breakdown. Uf. This is the pronoun, he, in Punjabi. Kursi. This is the noun, chair, in Punjabi. Utte. This is the preposition, on, in Punjabi. This is an important word to learn, as it is used to indicate location, or position. Baitha. This is the verb, sitting, in Punjabi. This verb is conjugated to agree with the subject. He. Hai. This is the verb, is, in Punjabi. This verb is used to indicate present tense. Key concept. In Punjabi, prepositions are often placed after the noun they modify. In this case, utte is placed after kursi. The next word is begin. English. The lesson will begin now. Punjabi. Hun part shuru hovega. Breakdown. Hun. Hun. Now, this word is used to indicate that something is happening at the present time. Part. Path, lesson, refers to the subject matter being taught. Onkaru. Shuru, begin, indicates the start of an action, or process. Hovega. Hovega, will be, future tense, indicating that the lesson will begin in the near future. Key concepts. Tense. This sentence uses the future tense to indicate that the lesson is about to start. Word order. In Punjabi, the typical word order is subject-object-verb, SOV, which is different from English. Grammar. The sentence uses the conjunction. Hovega. Hovega to indicate future tense. The next word is important. English. This is an important task. Punjabi. EA. Hi. Hi. Zarori. Calm. Hi. Breakdown. Hi, EA, hi. This phrase is used to highlight the importance of the task. Zarori. Colon, important, this word is a key concept, denoting significance. Calm. Colon, task, this word denotes the activity in question. Hi. Colon, is, this is the verb that connects the subject and the predicate. Key concepts. Zarori. Colon, this word is very important to know and use in Punjabi. It is a versatile word and can be used in many situations. Calm. Colon, this word is also important to know as it denotes any kind of task or activity. Memorization tip. Think of the English word, important, and associate it with the Punjabi word. Zarori. This will help you remember the word, and its usage. The next word is since. English. Since it is cold, we will stay inside. Punjabi.
Kyunki thand hai, assi ghar vich rahange.
Breakdown. Kyunki. This word means, because, or, since, and introduces a reason for the following statement.
Thand.
This word means, coldness, or, cold weather.
Hai.
This is the present tense form of the verb, to be, in Punjabi, indicating that the weather is cold at the present time.
Asi.
This means, we.
Kar.
This means, home, or, house.
Vich.
This preposition means, in, or, inside.
Rahage.
This is the future tense form of the verb, to stay. It implies that the action will take place in the future. Key concepts. Prepositions. Punjabi uses prepositions like.
Vich.
Just like English. Tense, there is a future tense in Punjabi.
Rahage.
Which is different from the present tense.
Hai.
Conjunctions, a conjunction like.
Kyunki.
Links clauses together, and creates a cause and effect relationship. English. Since it is cold, we will stay inside. Punjabi.
Kyunki thand hai. Asi ghar vich rahange.
The next word is run. English. He is running. Punjabi.
Uh dor riha hai.
Breakdown.
Means
he.
Dor.
Dor. Means run.
Riha.
Riha. Means, is, present continuous tense.
Hai.
Hi. is the verb to be in the present tense. Quotes, Hindi Gandhi, quotes. Is the period or full stop. The sentence uses the present continuous tense, which indicates an action that is ongoing at the moment of speaking. The next word is under. English. The cat is under the table. Punjabi.
Billy Mays de Heta Hai.
Breakdown.
Billy.
This is the subject of the sentence, and means, cat, in Punjabi.
Mays.
This is the object of the preposition, and means, table, in Punjabi.
De.
This is a possessive particle, similar to, of, in English. It denotes that the table is being possessed, or referenced by something else.
Heta.
This is a preposition, meaning, under, in English. This preposition connects the subject, the cat, to the object, the table.
Ha.
This is the verb in the sentence, meaning, is, in English. It denotes the state of being of the subject, the cat, being under the table. This sentence is in the present tense, meaning that the cat is currently under the table. Key concepts. Prepositions are words that show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and other words in a sentence. They often indicate location, direction, or time. Possessive particles in Punjabi denote ownership or possession, similar to the use of in English. English. The cat is under the table. Punjabi.
Billy Mays de Heta Hai.
The next word is turn. English. The wheel turns. Punjabi.
Pahiya Murda Hai.
Breakdown.
Pahiya.
This is the Punjabi word for wheel. It is the subject of the sentence.
Murda.
This is the Punjabi word for turns. It is the present continuous tense of the verb to turn.
Hair.
This is the Punjabi word for is. It is an auxiliary verb that helps the verb turn be conjugated. In essence, the sentence is saying, the wheel is turning. This phrase is a good way to practice the verb to turn in Punjabi, as it is a very common verb to use. The next word is few. English. There are a few students in the class today. Punjabi.
Aaj class vich thodi students hain.
Breakdown.
Aaj.
Colon, today, this is a common word that gets used in many situations.
Class.
Colon, class, the English word class is easily transliterated in Punjabi.
Which.
Colon, in, preposition, used to show location, this word is very useful, it can also be used to mean, among, for example.
Mera naam ti list vich hai.
My name is on the list.
Thod.
Colon, few, this is an important word, it means a small number, you can also use it as an adjective, example.
Thod pays.
A little money.
T.
Colon, some, this is the Punjabi word for some, you can use it in different contexts, for example.
T. Log.
Some people.
Students.
Colon, students, the English word for students is used in Punjabi, the pronunciation may vary slightly.
Hain.
Colon, the verb, to be, in the present tense, this is a very important word in Punjabi grammar, it is used in many different situations. Key concepts.
Which.
Colon, the preposition, in, is very important in Punjabi, it is used to show location.
T.
Colon, the word, some, is very important in Punjabi, it is used to indicate an indefinite number.
Hain.
colon, the verb, to be, is very important in Punjabi grammar. It is used in many different situations. English. There are a few students in the class today. Punjabi. Aaj class vich thodi students hain. The next word is bring. English. Please bring me the book. Punjabi. Kirpa karak mainu kitab liao. Kirpa karak mainu kitab laro. Breakdown. Kirpa. Please is a polite request word. It is often used to soften a command. Karak. Do is used to connect the request with the verb. Mainu. Me is the object of the verb. It means, to me. Kitab. Book is the direct object of the verb. Laro. Bring is the imperative form of the verb, which means, bring. Key concepts. The Punjabi imperative form of a verb is used to give commands. The object pronoun. Mainu. Is used before the verb. English. Please bring me the book. Punjabi. Kirpa karak mainu kitab liao. Kirpa karak mainu kitab laro. The next word is early. English. The birds were singing early in the morning. Punjabi. Chidiyan sabanu savagarahiyan si. Breakdown. Chidiyan. Birds, this is the subject of the sentence, plural form of chidi. Bird, it is in the nominative case. Sabha. Morning, this is a noun that acts as an adverb modifying the verb, singing. Nu. In slash at, this is a postposition that shows a location. It is followed by the noun. Sabha. Sava. Early, this is an adverb that modifies the verb, singing. Da. Sing, this is the verb in the sentence. It is in the past continuous tense. Rahiyan. Were, this is the helping verb that is part of the past continuous tense. It is the plural form of the verb, to be, which is Raha. In the singular. See. Were, this is the helping verb that is part of the past continuous tense. See. This signifies the past continuous tense, a key concept in Punjabi grammar. English. The birds were singing early in the morning. The next word is hand. English. He gave me his hand. Punjabi. Usne mainu apna hath ditta. Breakdown. Usne. This is the third person singular masculine past tense of the verb. Dena. To give. It means, he gave. Mainu. This is the dative case of the pronoun. Main. I. It means, to me. It is used here, because the verb. Dena. Is a transitive verb, which means it requires a direct object, in this case, the hand, and an indirect object, to whom. It is important to remember that the dative case in Punjabi is not marked with a preposition like, to, in English. Apna. This is the possessive pronoun, his. It is used here, because the hand belongs to the person, who is giving it. Hurt. This is the noun, hand. Ditta. This is the past tense of the verb. Dena. To give. It means, gave. The final. Quotes, Hindi Gandhi, quotes. Is the end of sentence marker. Key concepts. Dative case. The dative case is used to show the indirect object of a verb. In Punjabi, the dative case is not marked with a preposition. Possessive pronouns. Possessive pronouns indicate ownership. Transitive verbs require a direct object and an indirect object. Translation. English. He gave me his hand. Punjabi.
Usne mainu apna hath ditta.
The next word is with. English. He came with his friends. Punjabi.
Uh apne dosta na laya.
Breakdown.
Uh.
He/she/it, pronoun for masculine singular.
Apne.
His or her/its, possessive pronoun.
Dosta.
Friends, plural noun.
Nal.
With preposition.
Aya.
Came, past tense verb. Key concepts. The use of the preposition.
Nal.
To indicate, with. The use of the possessive pronoun.
Apne.
To show ownership. The use of the past tense verb.
Aya.
To indicate an action that already happened. English. He came with his friends. Punjabi.
Uhapane dosata na laya.
The next word is state. English. He stated his opinion clearly. Punjabi.
Usane apani rae sapashat dar de dasi.
Breakdown.
Usane.
He, subject pronoun.
Apani.
His, possessive pronoun.
Rae.
Opinion, noun.
Sapashat.
Clear, adjective.
Dar.
Way, noun.
De.
On/in, postposition.
Dasi.
Stated, past tense verb. Key concepts. Possessive pronoun.
Apani.
Is used to indicate possession. Postposition.
De.
Is used to indicate location or manner. Past tense verb.
Dasi.
Is the past tense form of the verb.
Dasana.
To say/to state. English. He stated his opinion clearly. Punjabi.
Usane apani rae sapashat dar de dasi.
The next word is move. English. He moves quickly. Punjabi.
Utezi nal chalada hai.
Breakdown.
Uh.
He, this is a pronoun referring to a male subject.
Tezi.
Speed, this noun is a key concept in this sentence. It signifies the way he moves.
Nal.
With, this preposition indicates how he moves.
Chalada.
Moves, this is the present tense verb, showing the action of the subject.
Hair.
Is, this is the auxiliary verb, marking the present tense. Key concepts.
Daisy.
The speed at which something moves.
Chalada.
The present tense verb for the action of moving. Remember, the sentence structure of Punjabi is subject-verb-object, like in English. The next word is money. English. He has a lot of money. Punjabi.
Uha de kol bahut sara paisa hai.
Breakdown.
Uha de.
This is the possessive form of. He/she/it. It means, his or her/its.
Call.
This means, near, or, with. It is used to indicate possession.
Barefoot.
This means, very, or, a lot. It is an intensifier.
Sarga.
This means, all, or whole. It is used to emphasize the quantity. Pesa. This means money. Hair. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be, for the third person singular, he slash she slash it. Key concepts. Possessive forms in Punjabi use the preposition call to indicate ownership. Intensifiers like birthhood are commonly used in Punjabi to emphasize quantity or degree. Translation: he has a lot of money. The next word is fact. English: it is a fact that the sun rises in the east. Punjabi: ik sach hai ki suraj purab vallo nikalda hai. Breakdown: ik equals this, sach equals truth, fact, hai equals is, ki equals that, suraj equals sun, purab equals east, Vallo equals from, Nikalada equals rises. This sentence demonstrates the use of the conjunction ki, which means that, and links the subject e with the predicate that follows it. It also shows the common use of the postposition vallo to indicate direction. The next word is however. English: he wanted to go to the market, however, he was too tired. Punjabi: Asnu bazaar jana chahida si, parantu Asnu bahut thakan lag rahi si. Breakdown: Asnu, he, dative case, indicating the recipient of the action. Bazaar, market. Jana, to go. Chahida si, wanted, past tense, indicating a desire. Parantu, however, conjunction introducing a contrasting idea. Asnu, he, dative case, indicating the recipient of the action. Bahut, very. Thakan, tiredness. Ladra I see. Was feeling, present continuous tense, indicating a state of being. Key concepts. Dative case. Asnu is in the dative case, indicating the recipient of the action. In English, this would be indicated by the use of the preposition to or for. Past tense. Chahida see is in the past tense, indicating that the desire was in the past. Conjunction. Parantu is a conjunction that introduces a contrasting idea. This is similar to the English, however, or but. Present continuous tense. Ladra hai si is in the present continuous tense, indicating a state of being or action that is ongoing at the time of speaking. English: he wanted to go to the market, however, he was too tired. Punjabi: Asnu bazaar jana chahida si, parantu Asnu bahut thakan lag rahi si. The next word is area. English: the area of this field is very large. Punjabi: is kept dark a shetra bahut bada hai. Breakdown: is this demonstrative pronoun. Ket field noun. Na of possessive particle. Kshetra area noun. Bahut very adverb. Bada large adjective. High is verb. Key concepts. Possessive particle. Na shows possession, similar to of in English. noun. Ket and kshetra are both nouns, signifying things. Adjective. Bada describes the noun. Kshetra. Translation. This field area is very large. The next word is provide. English. They provide us with food. Punjabi.
Ufsanu khana muhiya karadehan.
Breakdown.
Uf.
This is the third person plural pronoun, meaning they in English.
Sanu.
This is the first person plural pronoun, meaning us in English.
Khana.
This is the noun, food, in English.
Mufaya.
This is a word meaning, provide, or, make available.
Karadi.
This is the present tense verb, do, or, make.
Fun.
This is the plural form of the third person present tense, to be, verb. The word order in this sentence is subject-object-verb, which is the most common order in Punjabi. In the case of the word
mufaya,
it can be used in different grammatical contexts and functions as a noun or an adjective. Remember, Punjabi is an agglutinative language. This means that words are formed by adding prefixes and suffixes to a root. So you can build a lot of words from one root. In this case, the word
mufaya
can be used in various contexts to describe the act of providing or making something available. Translation. They provide us with food.